You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Shalom Aleichem to all our members. Last week, in Boost 318, we discussed how Pare represents our Yetzihara, and how he kept trying to keep the Yidden away from serving Hashem in different ways. Finally, after Makas Bechoyres, Pare relents and allows us to fully leave Mitzrayim and serve Hashem in all situations and in all our ways. Bechol Drochecha Do'eyu. So I was wondering, if this is symbolic of our journey in Avodas Hashem, why did the Yidden still need to undergo Kriyas Yamsuf? Why did Pare change his mind? And lastly, why does it say Vayhi B'shalach Paroi Es'am? As if it was Paroi who sent us out. Didn't Hashem force him? Wasn't it Hashem who let us out? So it's interesting that the first place the Yidden came to after leaving Mitzrayim was called Sukkos, which is the concept of a temporary dwelling under the Kanfei Hashchina. As the Pasuk says, Leich teich acharai bamidbar be'eretz loy zarua, leaving their home of hundreds of years in Mitzrayim and following Moshe into the wilderness. When the Yetzer sees he has no choice, and he realizes he must let us serve Hashem, finally our souls are free to let go of our own will and to follow Hashem into the wilderness. But letting go of our own will is much harder than we think. As soon as we've made that leap of faith, we suddenly realize what it means to completely let go and trust Hashem. The Yetzer reawakens, and he cries out, Ma zois asinu, ki shilachnu es Yisrael me'avdeinu. How could we have let go of our self-will like that? And it says in the Pasuk, Pare took 600 chariots to chase after us. It's interesting that the word sheker is begematria 600. The root of all sheker is that kaviyochel there exists another rotzen besides for Hashem's. You see, the Yetzer doesn't care to make us into bali taiva, or that we should seek covet or do other sins. He only uses those things as shoychad, bribes. Like the Pasuk says, Ki ha-shoychad yavre einech echamim. When someone gives a bribe to a judge, his goal isn't to get the judge to take the bribe. His goal is to get the judge to twist the judgment. Sheker. The bribery that the Yetzer uses of taivis and kovid, those aren't his goal. His real goal is to get us to believe that our will is also a valid will, even if it contradicts Hashem's will. That there's another will besides Hashem. That's the sheker the Yetzer wants us to believe. The word emes is actually aleph mem tof, the first, middle, and last letter of the aleph beis. Ani rishoin va'ani acharoin umi balodai ein elikim. Emes means there's only one. There's nothing but Hashem. But sheker is oisyeis shin kufresh. Shoychad and kufresh, keri, happenstance, that things just happen, that there are other forces and powers besides Hashem. And we're convinced by the bribes of the Yetzirah that if we don't take care of our own needs, Hashem won't take care of us either. That's the lie that the Yetzirah wants us to believe. And therefore Pare took 600 chariots. He took with him the sheker that our will is also valid, to chase after the Yidden. And then the Yidden cried out to Moshe and they said, Mazois asisalanu loitzianu mimitzrayim. How could you have taken us out of our self-will? Leave us, let us serve Mitzrayim. Ki toivlonu avoides Mitzrayim mimusenu bamidbar. Yes, it's not pleasant to be a slave to our self-will. But if we let go of our self-will, we'll surely die. And then the Pasuk says, Upare hikriv. Pare is actually mikarev us to Hashem. At that point, we come to the realization that there's really no escape from the Yetzer. We can't break our nature. Paroi, our self-will, is chasing us from behind, and in front of us is the sea. We can't live without our self-will. And that's when we realize that only Hashem can save us. You see, the Ten Makas convinced us that we have no choice, that it's in our own best interest to serve Hashem. But that's not enough, because that's still our own self-will saying, we'd better serve Hashem if we know what's good for us. Pare still believed he was the one who agreed to let us go. Vayhi B'shalach Paroi Es'am. We still think we can hold on to our self-will to some extent, and Hashem plays along. He made it look like the Yidden were confused in the Midbar. It says, Nevuchim heim ba'aretz. He wanted to give Pare the illusion that he still could change his mind. And the Yetzer cries out, Ma zois asinu ki shilachnu es Yisrael me'avdeinu. What have we done? As if it was our own decision, based on our own self-interest. We come to the sea and we realize we have no way to truly let go. We really need Hashem's help here. We're between a rock and a hard place. You know, in the 12-step groups for addiction, they say you can't fully let go and let Hashem help you until you hit bottom. Kriyas Yamsuf was hitting bottom. And every Jew has to hit bottom in some sense. We have to come to the clear realization at some point that we really can't do it ourselves, no matter what. We need Hashem's help. And that's the whole purpose of tefillah, to bring us to this recognition that we need Hashem's help, that we can't do it alone. And that's why we daven and daven, to try to ingrain this idea into our hearts. But once we reach that point, we no longer need to daven. That's why Hashem said, Ma titzak elai, daber el b'nei Yisrael viso. Just go. Hashem yilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishun. Hashem will do the work for you, and you shall be silent. It's time to just trust in Hashem and believe He will change nature and split the sea for every one of us.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.